Numbers chapter 11. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, Jehovah, and the Lord, Jehovah, heard it. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord, Jehovah, burnt among them, and consumed those who were in the outermost parts of the camp. And the people cried to Moses. And when Moses prayed to the Lord, Jehovah, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, burning, because the fire of the Lord, Jehovah, burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them began lusting for food. And the children of Israel also wept again, and said, Who shall give us meat to eat? We remember the fish, which we ate in Egypt freely. The cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all, beside this manna, before our eyes. And the manna. What is it? Was as coriander seed, and its color as the color of bdellium, whitish gray. And the people went about, and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And its taste was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord, Jehovah, was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said to the Lord, Jehovah, Why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people upon me? Have I conceived all these people? Have I given birth to them, that you should say to me, Carry them in your bosom, as a nursing father carries the nursing child, to the land which you swore to their forefathers. Where should I have meat to give to all these people? Because they cry out to me, saying, Give us meat, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if you deal this way with me, kill me, I beg you, out of hand, if I have found favor in your sight. And let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Moses, Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them. And bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you not bear it alone. And you say to the people, Sanctify yourselves, make yourselves holy, against tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, because you have wept in the ears of the Lord, Jehovah, saying, Who shall give us meat to eat? Because it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord, Jehovah, will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. But even a whole month, until it comes out at your nostrils, and it shall be despised by you. Because you have despised the Lord, Jehovah, who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why did we come forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people, among whom I am, are 600,000 footmen, and you have said, I will give them meat, that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be killed for them, to be enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them, to be enough for them? And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Moses, Has the Lord's, Jehovah's, hand grown short? You shall see now whether my word shall come to pass to you or not. And Moses went out, and told the people the words of the Lord, Jehovah, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them all around the tabernacle. And the Lord, Jehovah, came down in a cloud, and spoke to him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass, that, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and did not cease. But there remained 2 of the men in the camp, the name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them. And they were of those who were ridden, but did not go out to the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man, and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said to him, Do you envy for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's, Jehovah's, people were prophets, and that the Lord, Jehovah, would put his spirit upon them. And Moses went into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, Jehovah, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high. About 36 inches, 3 feet or 0.91 meters, upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers. About 62.5 bushels, 600 gallons, 2,271 liters. And they spread them all abroad for themselves all around the camp. And while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath, anger, judgment, of the Lord, Jehovah, was kindled against the people, and the Lord, Jehovah, struck the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattava, graves of those who lusted. Because there they buried the people who lusted. And the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattava to Hazeroth, and stayed at Hazeroth.